This is KCUR 89.3. Spike Lee's BlacKkKlansman won the Grand Prix at the Cannes Film Festival in May, and it's finally being shown in Kansas City. It was co-written by Kevin Wilmot, who teaches film at the University of Kansas. He spoke with Central Standard host Gina Kaufman about the movie, which is based on a true story.
The plot of BlacKkKlansman sounds like some kind of absurdist farce. It actually kind of reminds me of the Dave Chappelle skit about the BlacKkKlansman who doesn't know he's black, but it's based on a true story.
Yeah, I mean, it's, some things you just can't make up, right? Ron Stallworth was the first black policeman in Colorado Springs in the 70s. And he was like the Jackie Robinson of their police force, you know. So it was a little weird, the environment he kind of walked into. And then on top of it, they put him in charge of monitoring all the radical groups that were in the area. And, you know, this is 70s, so there's a lot of radical groups, right? I mean, you know, left wing, right wing, the whole bit. And
yeah, he might have been able to go incognito in some crowds more easily than others.
Yes. Yeah. And you see some of that in the film. So he's at his desk at the police station and he's looking in the newspaper and he sees an ad in the local newspaper in Colorado Springs for the Klans. Like, we're looking for members, you know, please join us and call this number. You know, he's young, he's very young, and he, you know, he's a rookie the whole bit. And so he just calls the number and they fall in love with him.
And so there are actually two Ron Stallworths in the movie, and I guess like in real life. There's the real Ron Stallworth, played by John David Washington. He is Denzel Washington's son. And then there's the white guy who acts kind of like his stand-in when he has to meet the other Klansmen in person.
Yes, yes. And Adam Driver plays that part. Yeah, you know, the whole concept of how there were two Ron Stallworths was a lot of fun to play with.
So the real Ron Stallworth in real life wrote a book about his experiences, and then you kind of turned the book into a movie. But how did you get involved in that project? Because it existed before you came on board.
Right, right. There had been a couple other writers before Spike and I got involved, and they approached Spike to direct the film. Jordan Peele did. This is right after Get Out. And we met with Jordan Peele, and he really wanted Spike to direct it, and he wanted us to rewrite it. And the only note he gave us was just make it funny.
So, I mean, it is funny, but there's a lot that it addresses that is not funny. And that's true of most really good comedies,
yes,
but
indeed.
It's still a fine line to walk.
No doubt about it. And, you know, the thing I like to talk about, at least I kind of tell my students, is I kind of believe it like this, is that, you know, when you deal with this kind of material, which is kind of in a way, it's satire in a way. But in this case, it's true. You know, you don't try to be funny. I mean, you just approach it seriously and dramatically and honestly, and in the context of that, you expose the absurdity.
Yeah, like the story has the humor in it, so you don't need to like ham it up or...
Exactly. I mean, there are no jokes. It's just funny because when you're on the phone talking to the Klan and you're black and they love you and you're having to say all this hateful stuff, it's just crazy and funny and absurd in that sense.
I love the trailer, which is all I've had the opportunity to see so far. I cannot wait to see the movie. But, you know, I really hemmed and hawed about whether to play that clip. And I wonder if my questions about it are things you kind of wrestle with, too. I mean, in the context of the story and the movie, that hateful screed delivered by John David Washington is just clearly a joke, and the joke is on David Duke. But the language he uses is stuff you kind of hate to even put out there because you don't know who's listening,
sure,
what they'll do with it.
Right. It's just a fact of American life that we're a racist country. We have to kind of accept that fact. And I think the sooner we accept it, the sooner these kind of folks will kind of go away.
So does sort of acknowledging and owning racism mean putting it out there?
We have to have an honest discussion about it. And certainly when you're talking about the Klan or neo-Nazis, the alt-right, any of these hate groups, we have to be really honest about that. We have to be willing to be uncomfortable in those conversations, and we have to be willing to kind of go to those places where that discomfort is just unfortunately a part of the reality.
Does looking at it through the lens of a true story that took place in 1978 put it in a new light for you?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, the challenge to the filmmaker is always, you know, how do we make it entertaining? And, you know, one of the things that Spike said that he wanted it to really resonate to today. He didn't want it to be a period piece. And unfortunately, that wasn't hard to do. And so there's all these connections to today.
Filmmaker Kevin Willmott spoke to Central Standard host Gina Kaufman. Black Klansman opens in theaters nationwide today.